All right, ready for another deep dive? This time we're taking a look at Franz Bardon and his system of hermetics. We've got a Bardon companion and his main work, Initiation into Hermetics, right here, ready to unearth all the good stuff.
I love this. Bardon's great at taking those everyday things we all experience and showing you how they can be, well, kind of magical.
Totally. He's not asking us to, like, turn into hermits or anything. In fact, he even says straight up, don't go rearranging your whole life just to fit in some practice time.
It's so easy to fall into that trap. Like, you need to make some massive personality change before you can even think about this stuff. But Bardon's all about balance, consistency, working with what you've got.
Yeah, he calls step one of his system, which is like the foundation of everything, simple. Doesn't mean it's easy, but it does mean it builds on those natural abilities we already have, like paying attention.
Think about it. When you're reading, you're focusing on the words on the page. You're not thinking about focusing, you're just doing it. So Bardon takes those skills you're not even aware of and shows you how to apply them to things like mastering the emptiness of mind, that silence between thoughts.
You know, quieting my mind these days feels like an actual superpower.
Right.
But 6 weeks to master his four foundation exercises, I've spent longer than that just thinking about meditating.
It's easy to overcomplicate things.
It is. But you know, one thing that always makes me a little nervous, when people start talking about astral work and mirrors of the soul, that just sounds like intense years of training.
It sounds way more intimidating than it actually is. Yeah. In step one, Bardon isn't saying to, like, change who you are. The astral work at this point is really about self-observation.
Oh, okay.
You're just taking stock.
Mm-hmm.
What are my personality traits? How are the elements maybe influencing me? You're creating an inventory of yourself, what he calls the mirrors of the soul.
So it's more about building awareness first.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Recognizing those patterns we all have, the ones that maybe aren't so helpful anymore. And instead of beating ourselves up about them, see them as like outdated solutions. They might have helped us at one point, but we can choose something different now.
It's funny because that's a much more, I don't know, encouraging way to think about it.
Mm.
Instead of constantly battling yourself, you're like acknowledging those parts and just choosing to, I don't know, evolve or something.
Right away.
Just feels a lot more, I don't know, sustainable. What about you? What really stands out to you with all this?
Honestly, what I find most powerful about Bardon is that focus on inner transformation, not external rituals or anything.
Yeah.
It's about shifting how you think, your intentions, how you interact with the energy inside and around you. It's all about cultivating a deeper connection to yourself and, well, everything.
It's like you become your own source of power.
Yeah.
Which is incredibly empowering.
Exactly. And that's just the start. Bardon takes it beyond just picturing things in your mind. He wants you to engage all your senses.
Okay, now that sounds really interesting. Tell me more.
So the elements. Bardon doesn't want you to just visualize them. He gives you techniques to help you physically feel those energies coming into your body. It's like you can breathe them in.
Whoa, so it's not just mental, it's a whole body experience.
Exactly. He talks about poor breathing, where you can feel that vital energy like it's flowing into you. Makes it much more, I don't know, tangible.
That's incredible. It's like you're like merging with the elements.
Right.
But before we get too far into those techniques, I think we should talk about something else Bardon stresses. Silence, and not just like in the traditional sense.
Yeah, he's talking about a different kind of silence, being discreet about your practice.
So being careful who you talk to about your experiences.
Yeah. In a world where everyone's sharing everything, this idea of discretion, choosing when to speak and when to be silent, that's powerful. Not every experience needs to be shared. In fact, Bardon suggests that talking about those powerful inner experiences can actually, I don't know, diminish them.
You know, there is something to that. When you try to put certain experiences into words, it's like they lose something. Have you ever felt that?
Totally. Bardon's asking us to consider the impact of sharing, both on ourselves and the experience. It's about deepening that connection with our inner world.
Learning to harness that energy, be more conscious of where we direct it, both internally and externally.
Exactly.
And that leads us to another big concept in Bardon's system, the depth point.
Yes. This is where it gets really interesting.
Okay, so what is this depth point and why is it so important in Bardon's system?
So imagine you're caught up in the middle of everything, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes you just need to step back, gain a little perspective. That's what the depth point is all about. It's a state of awareness. You get there through these specific meditative techniques. And from there, you can view your life, your experiences, even yourself from like a higher point of view. Imagine hitting pause on all those racing thoughts, all those emotions, and stepping into this place of stillness and clarity.
I love that. It's like you get this bird's eye view. You can see the bigger picture.
Exactly. And Barton says mastering that depth point, it's crucial for working with the elements on a deeper level because it lets you see their true nature. You go beyond just imagining them and start to really sense their subtle influence on your life and the world around you.
It's like taking off a blindfold. You see the elements for what they really are.
That's a great way to put it.
And that makes me think about how Barton talks about the depth point as a way to tap into this, well, energy field. He calls it Akasha. So tell me more about that. What is it and how does it connect to everything we've been talking about?
Okay, so Akasha, it's a Sanskrit word. It basically means ether or space. But what we're talking about here is more like a universal library or a record. Imagine a place where every single thought, action, experience that ever was or ever will be is imprinted. That's the Akasha. It's this boundless field of information, of energy that permeates all of existence.
So it's like the universe's memory bank.
Yeah, something like that.
And Barton believes we can tap into this incredible source of knowledge of power by accessing it through the depth point.
You got it. He even says that by working with the Akasha, you can start to influence what he calls the causal realm. It's like the blueprint level of reality. Everything exists as pure potential, you know, before it becomes physical.
So it's like accessing the actual source code of creation itself.
You're getting it. It challenges that idea that we're just passive observers in all of this. Instead, we can be conscious participants, co-creators of our reality.
That is a powerful thought. But accessing the Akasha, working with the causal realm, this sounds pretty advanced. Where does someone even begin to wrap their head around that?
It might sound kind of daunting, but remember, Barton's system, it's a journey, not a race. Take it one step at a time, build that solid foundation, and trust the process.
It's about building that awareness, that connection to ourselves, to those energies around us. Then we can start to trust our intuition. And maybe a good place to start is with this idea of unity, which to me feels like it ties everything together. So we're really diving into Barton's world now, especially how he approaches working with the elements. And I gotta say, this is where I'm like completely hooked. We touched on it earlier, but how does he take us from just imagining the elements to actually experiencing them?
This is where Barton's system gets really cool. He talks about this technique, poor breathing, where you imagine the energy of an element, its vital energy flowing into you through your pores. It's not just picturing it, it's trying to really feel it. The temperature, the texture, the weight, as if it's actually entering your body.
Wow, so it's like you're breathing the element itself in, almost becoming one with it. It makes me think of like how a warm breeze feels on your skin or the coolness when you jump in a lake. But instead of just feeling those things, you're like choosing to experience them, cultivating them.
Exactly. And it gives you specific exercises for each element. Like with fire, you might focus on building that heat in your body, starting from your core and moving outward. You might even feel a tingling, that warmth spreading through your limbs. It's about using all your senses, your imagination, even your physical sensations to make the element something you can almost touch.
So we're bridging that gap between our minds and our physical selves. The element becomes something real, something you can experience. We talked before about how Barton really emphasizes silence and discretion. And it's not just about like quieting our thoughts, but also being mindful about how and when we talk about our experiences. Why is that so important, especially when we're working with something as powerful as the elements?
That's a really good point. Barton actually believed that talking about these experiences, especially too soon, can actually make them weaker. Like some of that energy dissipates when you put it into words.
Like some things are better experienced than explained.
Right.
You can try to describe a taste, but until you've tasted it, those words only go so far.
Exactly. And when we share too soon, before we really processed it ourselves, it's like we risk losing some of that power. Barton's encouraging us to create that sacred space within ourselves, let those experiences really sink in.
Honoring the process, trusting our own inner wisdom. And speaking of powerful experiences, there's another concept in Barton's system that we mentioned before, the depth point. Remind us again, what is that and why is it so important, especially for this work with the elements?
Absolutely. You know those moments when you're in the thick of it and you just need to step back, gain some perspective? That's what the depth point is all about. Barton describes it as a state of awareness, and you get there through these specific meditative techniques. But once you're there, You can view your life, your experiences, even yourself, from this higher perspective, like hitting pause on all those racing thoughts and emotions and stepping into this place of total stillness, perfect clarity.
Like that bird's eye view we were talking about before, you can see the whole picture.
Exactly. And Barton says that mastering the depth point, it's absolutely essential for working with the elements on this deeper level, because it allows you to see their true nature. Yeah. You're not just imagining them anymore. You're sensing their subtle influence, how they affect you and everything around you.
It's like kicking off a blindfold and finally seeing the elements for what they really are.
Perfect analogy.
And this makes me think about how Barton describes the depth point as this way to tap into this incredible energy field. He calls it the Akasha. Can you tell us a bit more about that? What is it exactly, and how does it tie in with everything else we've been discussing?
Okay, so Akasha is a Sanskrit word, and it basically translates to ether or space. But here, we're talking about it as kind of universal library, a record of everything. Imagine every single thought, every action, every experience that ever was or ever will be is imprinted there. That's the Akasha, this boundless field of information, pure energy that runs through everything.
It's like the universe's memory bank. And Barton believed that we can actually tap into that knowledge, that power, by accessing it through the depth point.
Exactly. He even suggests that by working with the Akasha, we can start to influence something he calls the causal realm. Think of it like the blueprint of reality, where everything exists as pure potential before it enters the physical world.
So like accessing the source code of creation.
Yes.
Yeah.
It challenges that whole idea that we're just passive observers in this vast universe. We can be active participants. We can be co-creators.
That is such a powerful way to look at it. But accessing the Akasha, working with this causal realm, I mean, that's got to be some advanced level stuff, right? Where would someone even begin to wrap their heads around all that?
I know it sounds like a lot, but Barton's system is a journey, not a sprint. It's about taking things step by step, building a strong foundation, and most importantly, trusting the process.
It's about cultivating that awareness, that connection to ourselves and the energies that surround us. And from there, we can start to really listen to our intuition. And maybe a good place to start is with this idea of unity, which I think really ties everything together. So this idea of unity, this concept we see throughout Barton's work, it really does feel like the key to everything. But I gotta say, it's also one of those things that can seem kind of abstract. How does Barton actually define unity, and what role does it play in his whole system?
Yeah, it's definitely a big one, but it's really at the heart of everything Barton talks about.
Yeah.
And you know, it's interesting, he uses that specific word unity instead of something like God, right? Like he's trying to avoid any particular religious meaning.
So it's less about like a deity, a being, and more about this, I don't know, universal energy or consciousness that connects everything.
Exactly. And he says this unity has four main attributes: omnipotence, omniscience, immortality, and omnipresence.
Okay, so let me get this straight. All powerful, all knowing, existing beyond time and like everywhere at once. How do we even begin to understand something that big?
He says that by connecting with our own eternal awareness, that depth point we keep talking about, we could start to see the order, the purpose that's woven into like the fabric of the universe. It's
right.
Like we stop seeing life as these separate moments and start to experience it as one big interconnected thing.
So instead of trying to understand this idea of unity with our minds, it's more about experiencing it directly through that expanded awareness.
Yeah, exactly. And as we go deeper into that stillness, that pure awareness, we start to see those divine qualities reflected in ourselves.
We see ourselves as part of that universal oneness. That's pretty powerful stuff.
It really is. And I think that's where the real magic of Barton's system lies. It's not just about like learning tricks, you know, moving energy around or getting what you want. It's a journey of self-discovery, of spiritual growth. And it leads us to a deeper understanding of, well, everything, our place in it all.
That's beautiful. But I bet some people listening are thinking, okay, this all sounds amazing, but what about practical stuff? Like, how does this play out in everyday life?
Well, Barton does describe some pretty incredible applications,
yeah.
Like stuff that sounds like it's straight out of a fantasy novel. He talks about using the Akasha to influence memory, both our own and other people's. Imagine strengthening positive memories, even healing trauma. He even says it might be possible to, like, make objects or even yourself invisible just by changing their vibrational frequency.
Okay, invisibility cloaks. Oh, that's where I gotta ask for some proof. But even if we take some of that with a grain of salt, the idea itself is pretty mind-blowing. It all comes back to recognizing the power of our minds, our intentions, our connection to these subtle energies to actually shape the world around us. It's both incredibly humbling and totally empowering. And we've just scratched the surface today. So for someone listening who's feeling inspired, wants to learn more, what's a good first step? What would you recommend?
I always tell people, start with the foundation. Barden's step one exercises, the ones that build that mental discipline, that awareness. Just start incorporating those practices, those little moments of observation, stillness into your day-to-day life. See what happens, what subtle things start to shift.
Approach it with curiosity, right? That open mind. Be willing to experiment. Barden's work, it asks us to really look deeper beyond the surface of things, dive deep into the mysteries of ourselves, the universe. It's a path of continuous learning, growing, changing. And maybe the most exciting part is the journey is the
I
destination.
love that.
So as we wrap up our deep dive into Barden's Hermetics, I want you to think about what really resonated with you today. What sparked your interest? What's one small step you can take to bring a little more of that magic into your own life? Thanks for joining us. And until next time, keep exploring.